Great music, informative news, and local information. Your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM&FM, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO as we come to you live from Moravia High School. Yes, that's right, folks. Moravia High School, it's the second round of the boys' Class C sectional tournament. It's the number 4 Moravia Blue Devils hosting the number 5 Sydney Warriors. Moravia had a first round bye, so they did not have to play. Sydney defeated number 12 Harpersville earlier in the week, 76-35, a very convincing win for the Sydney Warriors. They looked great, so they advance here tonight to take on Moravia. Welcome into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Of course, Chambers and O'Hara is located on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, as well as daily rentals and an expert service department, stop by and see Cork and the crew. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches and players and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll break this one down for you. There's a lot to talk about, of course. Moravia is a team from the IAC. It's a league that, you know, Class C has kind of been swallowed up by the MAC and the IAC. But if you live around the Sydney area, you're used to the MAC, sometimes you don't know a lot about the IAC. So we'll give you a quick little history lesson and talk about this Moravia team, which has had a lot of success over the last 5 or 6 years, not only within their league and the section, but at the state level as well. So Sydney certainly has their hands full here tonight. We'll talk about all of that when we come back. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned. You're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Ever go cruising through the local car lots but never see anything you like? Don't let that stop you from checking out Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney. If what you want is not on our lot, we'll get it for you. We even make house calls and can bring that car, truck, van, or SUV of your dreams right to your driveway. At Chambers and O'Hara, most vehicles come with a free lifetime engine warranty. Just another great reason to check out what Cork and his crew have to offer. Don't let car shopping be a drag. Find your dream car at Chambers and O'Hara, or they will find it for you. Call today at 563-4311 or stop by on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-through open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull again with you here tonight on WCDO as we come to you live from Moravia High School here. If you need a geography lesson as well, Moravia out just, I'd say, west of Cortland. It's about 76 miles from Sydney. Nice drive here today in the sunshine, beautiful day, and just a great night for high school basketball. Of course, if you joined us last night, we had a real thriller as number 8 Unitego took on number 1 BG in the girls' second round of Class C. And that came right down to the wire there in the second half. BG was down 24-13 at the half before making a 30-7 run in the second half. They were able to come back and defeat Unitego last night. So BG will move on to the Section 4 Class C girls' semifinals. Of course, BG, the number 1 seed, they will have home floor advantage throughout the playoffs. They will take on number 4, Newfield, and that game will be on March 3rd, so that's Tuesday night. A game we'll have right here for you on CDO. and that'll be on Tuesday night, 6:45. It'll be our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show, and of course, 7 o'clock tip between BG and Newfield. That'll be set to be a good one. The winner of that contest on Tuesday will go down to the Broome County Arena next Saturday for the Class C Girls Championship down at the arena on March 7th. Of course, here tonight, the winner most likely will move on to take on number one, Watkins Glen, and that game will be on Wednesday of next week. But still a lot to decide before we talk about semifinal matchups here in Class C, because these are two teams that know each other pretty well despite being in different leagues. They met back just before New Year's. It was December 30th down in the consolation game of the Stop DWI Classic in Binghamton. And Moravia came away with a 53-39 victory over Sydney. Now, the reason I bring that up, yes, they've played each other, but it was really that game that turned the tide this year for Sydney. Before that, they'd had a couple of close games within the MAC, and people were saying, boy, sometimes they have a ton of energy, they play well, and other times they just seem to come out and they're a little lackadaisical and just not having a lot of energy. Since that game, that's when Mike Brzee said, we need to turn up the pressure and turn up the heat here. And Sydney went to a lot of full-court pressure, and they started to do the run-and-gun like they've been doing, and it's worked so well ever since. They're riding a 12-game win streak. They win the MAC championship over Delhi on February 14th. So really, it was that game against Moravia that kind of got them fired up and ready to go. And we'll see here tonight what the difference is. Sometimes you see two teams that play each other in the beginning of the year. They play each other again at the end of the year. And they're two completely different teams. Now, we know Moravia has had a very successful year as well. Of course, having the first round bye, they're the four seed here today. They come in with a record of 15-3, and they won the small school North Division this year of the IAC, and that's something they're very familiar with doing. We'll talk about that more in a moment. They lost in their league championship game to Newfield, 43-42. The reason I bring up Newfield is they are playing Unadilla Valley today in a game that just wrapped up, in fact, as that game tipped off over in Newfield at 5 o'clock. Newfield taking care of Unadilla Valley today, 57-34. Now, that's kind of a big-time gap in the score. Unadilla Valley played very, very well in that contest. They were only down by 5 at halftime, and they were only down by 7 at the end of the third quarter, but just a little bit too much from Newfield down the stretch. And Newfield was able to put away Unadilla Valley. Great season for the Storm. They end up being an honorable mention selection in the Class C rankings. Great year. They were the 7th seed. They took down Unitigo in the first round back earlier in the week, and they fall on the road today to Newfield, 57-34. One other out-of-town score to pass along in Class D, Stamford defeating Edmiston today in a 3 o'clock matchup, 59-43. Stamford is the 2 seed in the boys' Class D bracket. They will move on. And if you're a fan locally, there's a lot of great Class D basketball going on tonight. Number 1, Delhi, is hosting number 8, Southern Cayuga. Number 5, Davenport, travels to take on number 4, Lawrence. Number 3, South Courtright, is hosting number 6, Milford. I think that's a game you might want to go see, folks, if you can. That's two fantastic teams getting after it tonight from the Tri-Valley and the Delaware League. That game is over in South Courtright. We'll have updates for you on all of those throughout the evening, but of course we'll have our focus here tonight on Sydney and Moravia. Just a little bit more about Moravia here. They've won 3 straight division titles and 5 out of the last 6 division titles. So this is a team that has had a lot of success, and they've won the small school league title 4 of the last 6 years. So they have won their league here in the IAC 4 out of the last 6 years. And in 2012 to 2013, they won their league, they won Class C in Section 4, they won the region, and they were a New York State Final Four in Class C, and they've done that twice, back in 2010 and 2013. So here's a program that has really had a lot of success. So not only are the kids used to having a lot of success, the coaching staff is used to having a lot of success, the fans that are packing this gym here tonight are used to having a lot of success. And you can see there's only seating on one side of the gymnasium here. I think half of it is Sydney, half of it is Moravia, and they are packed right in here. Very similar feel to last night at BG, where there wasn't a seat to be had in the house. So we're lucky that we got here early, folks, to set up the radio gear and get you set for this contest here tonight. I think it's going to be interesting because these are two very athletic teams, two teams that are used to the pressure, and they both have teams that have, they're both teams that have guards who can handle the ball very well. We've seen Sydney over the last couple of games, and especially in the MAC, do very well with their pressure. And when they put on that full court press, sometimes they just have better athletes who are quicker, and they've been able to get some steals and easy buckets in transition, and that's how they've gotten out to some of the big leads in their games. When they're going to have some equals here tonight, it will be interesting to see, you know, does Moravia press Sydney? Two very fast teams that have good guards. How will Moravia handle a guy like Nick Mino? It'll be interesting to see because they've seen each other too. So it's not complete blindness. A lot of times when you have a team from the MAC and a team from the IAC, you really have no idea. Yes, you can talk to other coaches and watch a little film, but until you're out there kind of in the trenches, you don't know what the other team is about. These two teams, they felt each other out, so they have a basic idea of what each team will bring to the table. But it's interesting because you're here in the gym and you can feel that there's a lot of nerves, there's a lot of tension, but it is really like two teams that just they don't quite know what to expect. It's not one of those big-time rivalry games where you know exactly what might happen out there on the floor. It's a game where the first couple of minutes could really decide the tempo. Can Sydney shake off the bus legs? You know, about an hour and a half ride here. They've had plenty of time to warm up and figure out the rims here and look around, but still always hard to get off the bus and play your best. And if you're Moravia, you haven't played in a while, too. You haven't played since your championship contest. Just like a lot of the teams in the MAC, you've had a week off from school. And now with the first round bye as well, we saw BG last night. They had a lot of rust, and I think it really took them that whole first half to get through that and get back into their normal game rhythm. Whereas we saw Unitigo last night, the girls had played earlier in the week because they were the 8th seed. They played the 9th seed Green. You know, they had gotten back into that game action, a little more into the groove of things. I thought Unitigo came out, played a better ball game last night, and then BG was able to wear them down in the second half. But credit to both of those teams, that's for sure. So here we go. It'll be Sydney and Moravia. We'll take a break. Of course, thanks for joining us tonight on our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Cork and the crew are located on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, as well as daily rentals and an expert service department, stop over and see Cork and the crew. They wish the players, fans, and coaches of both teams the best here in tonight's game. Let's quickly get in our Section 4 disclaimer. This broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Packed house here, as I said, tonight. Second round of the Class C sectionals. On the boys' side tonight, girls was last night. Sydney the 5 seed, Moravia the 4 seed. We'll come back with the starting lineups, national anthem, and tip-off here live from Moravia High School. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back. You're listening to live high school boys basketball tonight on WCDO.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Catskill Travel has super group rates on a variety of unique trips. You can't lose with a group cruise on Carnival Cruise Lines August 24th. 5-day cruise from New York to Canada. Inside cabin rate just $500 per person. How about a Canyon Country 9-day tour visiting the Grand Canyon as well as Bryce, Zion, and Oak Creek Canyons plus Monument Valley Navajo Tribal Park and more. Includes airfare, deluxe hotels, and 12 meals. Find out more about these awesome group trips from Catskill Travel, 24 Rivers Street in Sydney. Stop it or call for a flyer. 563-2156. 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area as local athletes.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, folks, as we get you set here for the Sydney boys and the Moravia boys in the Class C second round. Both teams getting announced here for their starting lineups, as Sydney will be in the road maroon uniforms tonight with the white trim, says Sydney in white lettering across the front of the chest there. Moravia is in the home white uniforms tonight with the blue trim. They are kind of a Carolina blue and also a navy blue as well on the trim, says Moravia in blue lettering across the front of the chest there. We're going to take another quick break for the national anthem, and when we come back, we'll tip things off here. Moravia will go right to left to start things off, and Sydney will go left to right. Boy, it's a packed house here tonight, folks. going to be a lot of fun between the 4-seed Moravia, the 5-seed Sydney. Sydney, of course, head coached by Mike Brzee, and Moravia here by Todd Mulvaney. And when Coach Mulvaney got here for Moravia, that's when they started to have their success, of course, getting to the Class C Final Four in 2010 and 2013. So a big-time coaching acquisition here for Moravia, as they were able to bring in Coach Mulvaney. He was a graduate here of Moravia, and that has certainly helped over the last couple of years. We'll be right back. Sydney and Moravia coming up here on WCDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
New York Central Mutual Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, New York Central Mutual has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. New York Central Mutual is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online, nycm.com.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here on CDO. Let's run you through the starting lineups here first for Sydney. They will start with number two, Nick Mino, of course, a senior, followed by Alex Hoskins, a sophomore, number 12, and Wyatt McKee, as well as senior wearing number 14, Zach Green, a junior wearing number 22, Trey Larson, a senior wearing number 33. And Sydney will win the opening tip here. They go left to right. They get the ball to Alex Hoskins here, man-to-man for Moravia. They get the ball to Mino, and it certainly looks like Nick Mino is going to be guarded very heavily here tonight. Moravia knows that he is the guy that everything goes through for Sydney. Sydney on their first possession of the evening. Here's Wyatt McKee down to the right block. Five on the shot clock. Turnaround for McKee. Leans in. It's partially blocked. Trey Larson with the rebound. He's going to have to put it up quickly, and he gets it. Trey Larson scores on the opening possession for Sydney, his first 2 points of the contest, and Sydney up 2-0 here with 7:15 to go first quarter. Live from Moravia High School tonight. Boys Class C second round of sectionals, and here's a travel against Moravia on their opening possession. Starters for Moravia, a senior, number 3, Cole Johnson, a sophomore, number 20, Jordan Cosgrove, a junior, number 22, Jared Lyon, a senior, number 24, Cody Flick, and a sophomore, number 50, Gabe Short. Both these teams pretty equal as well size-wise. A couple guys sitting about 6'2", 6'3", but no giant trees out on the floor here tonight. So Sydney with the ball after the Moravia travel as they go left to right. Sydney in the maroon and white here tonight. 6:45 to go first quarter. Sydney with the ball left to right. Here's Mino. Pull up jumper left side. Off the mark. Larson the rebound. Bulls his way back in off the glass and in for Trey Larson. He gets the first 4 points of the contest. Sydney not really going with the press here. They'll back it off and Sydney leads 4-0. 6:30 to go first quarter here live from Moravia. Downtown for the Blue Devils. Off the mark. No good there for Cole Johnson. Off the mark and picked up here by Sydney. Good rebounding there by the Warriors. And here is Mino. His pass goes across the court. It's thrown away out of bounds and will go back here to Moravia. as Mino was about to walk into a trap. He tried to get it across the court to Wyatt McKee. Couldn't get there in time. Out of bounds and back to Moravia. And here come the Blue Devils. Outside to the left wing as they go right to left. Three ball from downtown is good for Cody Flick. Nice shot from deep on that left side. And Moravia is coming with a little man-to-man pressure on the full court as it's Sydney 4, Moravia 3. 5:45 to go first quarter. Here is Zach Green for Sydney on the right wing. Green up to the top of the key. Gets it off for Mino. Tries to set a pick for him. Mino waves it off. Directing traffic with his hands. He's at the top of the key. Dribbles between the legs. Crossover move for Mino. Gets into the paint. Passes for Hoskins far side. Gets around the screen. 10 on the shot clock. Here's Wyatt McKee. McKee to the right baseline. Steps in. Jumper off the mark. No good. Hoskins the rebound. Tries to put it right back up and in. And Alex Hoskins puts it in for Sydney. His first 2 points of the evening, and it's 6-3. Here's Moravia back the other way. We'll have a foul against Jared Lyon here as he got the dribble drive. Sydney being very patient on offense. It's paid off so far. Moravia, on the other hand, has pretty much had one pass, and they've gone and looked to shoot right away. And this is a dribble drive, and Jared Lyon is fouled. First foul of the night here against Nick Mino. And so the junior, Jared Lyon, to the line. First shot is up and in for Moravia. So it's 6-4, Sydney on top, 5:08 to go, first quarter. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO, also WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Second foul shot for Jared Lyon of Moravia, rattles out. Trey Larson the rebound for Sydney, and the Warriors will bring the ball up the floor. They lead 6-4, 5 minutes to go in this first quarter, live from Moravia High School. Here's Zach Green, pump fakes, inside for Wyatt McKee, off the glass, too hard on that left-handed layup. Moravia the rebound, they'll look to outlet. And Jordan Cosgrove will bring it up the floor. Little underhand pass is knocked away by Sydney, and here comes Hoskins down the left wing. Hoskins a dribble drive. It's stripped out of bounds and will stay here with Sydney. Almost a nice steal there by Jared Lyon as he tried to pick the pocket of Alex Hoskins. Ball out of bounds will stay with Sydney. They'll inbound underneath the basket here with Nick Mino from the right block. Mino with 4:40 to go. First quarter gets it in for Sydney. The Warriors lead 6-4 here on the road. Second round of the Class C Boys Sectionals. Top of the key. Here's Nick Mino. Again, closely guarded by Cole Johnson here, the senior for Moravia. Mino inside for Wyatt McKee. Off the glass and in for Wyatt McKee. His first 2 points of the night. And Sydney leads 8-4 with 4:15 to go. First quarter. Here's Moravia back the other way. Inside up off the glass. Easy bucket there for Gabe Short. Short puts it in, back to a two-point ball game. It's 8-6. Here's Mino back the other way. Inside for McKee, and we'll have a foul on the floor, this one against Moravia. Boy, Sydney really slicing and dicing through this Moravia press to start things off. Moravia, though, very quick, very good on defense. Sydney's going to have to stay patient, as they have, as this will be the first foul on Gabe Short, one of the big guys here for Moravia. Mino gets it inside to Wyatt McKee, tries a little turnaround hook shot. Off the glass, no good. Off the back rim, Moravia. The rebound and the outlet pass is too far in front of Cole Johnson off his fingertips and out of bounds. Back to Sydney with 4 minutes exactly to go first quarter. It's 8-6. Sydney on top. Is this some of the rust showing here for Moravia after having a lot of time off since the league championship game and having that first round bye? Interesting to see here in the first couple of minutes of this first quarter. Sydney on top, 8-6. 3:50 to go first quarter. Inside for Hoskins. Hoskins, left-handed layup up and good for Sydney. And Alex Hoskins now with 4 points. And the Warriors lead 10-6 with 3:40 to go first quarter. Moravia back the other way. Shot from downtown for Cole Johnson. He nailed it. And it's 10-9. So Moravia not afraid. One pass and shot. And they certainly like the three ball here in the early going. Sydney leads 10-9. 3:25 to go first quarter. Warriors going left to right. Down the right wing for Mino. Again, closely guarded in the man-to-man by Cole Johnson. Top of the key for Mino. Dribbles between the legs. 15 on the shot clock to the left side. Almost has his pocket picked. Keeps it. Goes left baseline. Passes into the paint there for Hoskins. Off the glass. Misses the shot, but he's fouled. Good patience here by Sydney against the man-to-man. It's very tight in-your-face defense here from Moravia. That's going to rattle a lot of teams, but Sydney here on the road showing some poise and composure. I just wonder, Nick Mino is going to have to be in phenomenal shape to keep this up all night. As Hoskins steps to the line, first foul shot, hits the front rim and off. Mino has the ball a lot of the time to get the offense rolling, and once he makes that first pass, he kind of does a dip and dive around normally. He's going to have a full night here on the track, I guess you could say. Second shot coming for Hoskins. It's in from the line. Hoskins has five, and Sydney leads 11-9. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. And here is Moravia back the other way. They're in the white with the blue trim here tonight. It's a navy blue as they go right to left. Top of the key to the right wing. Now down to the right block. Layup is up and in. Therefore, Gabe Short, his second wide-open layup for Moravia. We're tied at 11. 2:45 to go, first quarter. Here's Mino to the left side. Gets across the half-court timeline in front of the Moravia bench on that left wing. Inside the three-point line now for McKee. Left block, turn around. He's sandwiched, passes it back out for Mino. Three ball, no good. Trey Larson, rebound. He goes up and he's fouled. Moravia not blocking out there as Tyler Rayner just couldn't get around Trey Larson. Larson with the size advantage there. Got inside, got the rebound, and is fouled. So 2.5 to go, first quarter. We're tied at 11. Trey Larson already with 4 points for Sydney. Heads to the line. Very good first quarter for both sides here. Larson with the shot, rattles it home. Trey Larson with five, and you can already start to get the vibe in this ballgame that every bucket is going to count and that foul shooting will be a big part of it. Trey Larson to the line for his second shot. Griffin Amos checks into the game here for Moravia. Second shot for Larson is in, and Trey Larson, senior leadership, he's got 6 points to start the ballgame. 2.5 to go, first quarter. Boys Class C sectional, second round here on WCDO, live from Moravia High School, also WCDOsports.com. Sydney with a steal right at half court here, and now it's tied up on the floor. Possession arrow will go to Moravia. Cole Johnson lost it there as Alex Hoskins got a fingertip on it. They went right down to the floor, tied it up. Moravia will hold on with the arrow. So Moravia in front of the scorer's table. Far side will pass it into Jared Lyon. Sydney in the man-to-man as well. Top of the key to the left wing as Moravia goes right to left into the paint. Little finger roll there off the mark for Griffin Amos, fresh off the bench. And Wyatt McKee the rebound. Ahead for Nick Mino. He's got some daylight. Puts on the brakes, though, as he gets just outside the three-point line, left wing side, and gets the offense going here for Sydney as they go left to right. Wyatt McKee, dribble drive off the glass, rims around and in. For Wyatt McKee, he now has 4 points, and it's Sydney 15, Moravia 11. Back the other way, Blue Devils for three. This one off the front rim, no good. Rebound for Moravia, up and in for Griffin Amos. And he just skied a little bit higher there than Wyatt McKee, got the rebound and put in the right-handed layup. It's 15-13, Sydney on top. Minute 25 to go, first quarter. And here is Mino as Sydney goes left to right, into the left baseline, into the corner. Now back out to the free throw line for Wyatt McKee. Dribble drive, he's in. And Wyatt McKee, an easy right-handed layup. It's 17-13, Sydney. High scoring first quarter here with a minute 10 to go. Live from Moravia High School. Here are the Blue Devils of Moravia. Pass back to half court. It's tipped, so it's not a backcourt violation. And Jared Lyon brings it back in. Three ball, top of the key, off the back rim. Both teams wrestling for the rebound. Moravia comes away, but it's loose on the floor. And now we're going to have another jump ball. Zach Green for Sydney and Cole Johnson there for Moravia. Both diving headfirst onto the floor. Jump ball gives it back to Sydney this time with 54 seconds to go, first quarter. Sydney leads Moravia 17-13. And here is Mino in the backcourt. And Sydney is doing a nice job of setting him some screens. But let me tell you, folks, Cole Johnson is like a blanket on Mino here tonight defensively. Top of the key for Trey Larson from the pass from Mino to the right side as Sydney goes left to right. Into the corner now for Hoskins. Baseline drive, right side, into the paint. Back out for Zach Green. Dribble drive, shot from the foul line is good for Zach Green, his first bucket of the night. And Sydney now leads 19-13, 25 seconds to go in the quarter. And Moravia looks a little frustrated at the moment. 20 seconds to go. Moravia perhaps holding it for the last possession. Shot clock is off. And at the top of the key, as they go right to left, is Jared Lyon into the left baseline corner. Long three ball here off the back rim. No good for Cody Flick. Rebound for Moravia. 5 seconds to go. Can they try another deep three? No, a baseline drive. Left side out for three at the buzzer for Moravia. It's short there for Griffin Amos. So the end of the first quarter. Sydney on the road. The 5 seed against the 4 seed Moravia. They lead 19-13. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to Live High School Hoops tonight on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, Service and Rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jess F. Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lowe here tonight on CDO. Moravia and Sydney here, Class C sectionals. It's 19-13. Sydney on top as we start the second quarter. Moravia going right to left in the home white uniforms. Sydney in the away maroon uniforms. Top of the key, three ball for Moravia. Rattles out there for Cody Flick. Rebound here for the Warriors and to Nick Mino. Hello to anyone who might be driving home from the Unadilla Valley contest against Newfield, where the storm fell today to Newfield. Shot here for Zach Green of Sydney, rebounded by Wyatt McKee, up and in, and Wyatt McKee showing his muscle here tonight for Sydney. He puts it in. Sydney leads 21-13 with 7:20 to go, second quarter. Back the other way for Moravia, top of the key. Now for Jared Lyon, dribble drive, jumper is good. Pretty looking shot there from Jared Lyon on the drive, and he puts it home, and it's 21-15 now with 7:10 to go second quarter. Here come the Warriors to half court, still very tough man-to-man here for Moravia. Sydney on top by six. Here's Mino taking his time, 20 on the shot clock for Sydney as they go left to right. Mino is standing right about at half court with the Moravia Devils logo there. To the left side in front of the Blue Devils bench. Now for Trey Larson, 10 on the shot clock, still outside the three-point line. Back for Mino. Mino looking for a screen, finds Zach Green, 5 on the shot clock. Sydney not able to get off a shot. Here's Trey Larson for 3 at the buzzer, no good. This one knocked out of bounds and goes back to Moravia. So Sydney there was looking to get it inside like they have to Wyatt McKee or Trey Larson over the last couple of possessions. Good shutdown D there by the Blue Devils. 21-15, Sydney on top with 6.5 to go before the halftime break. Moravia to the right side in front of the Sydney bench as they go left to right. Top of the key for Gabe Short. To the left side here for Cody Flick. Flick trying to work it back inside. Instead will pass off for Jared Lyon. Sydney in the man-to-man. Lyon gets in. Jumper from the foul line is dead on the back rim. No good. Zach Green the rebound for Sydney. Outlet pass to Mino. He gets to half court as Sydney goes left to right. To the left wing for Mino. Again, closely guarded here by Cole Johnson. Can't say enough about his defense on Mino so far. Mino to the far side for Sydney on the right wing. Back out for Zach Green. Green, a dribble drive. He's blocked as he tried to go up for the 20-footer. Moravia back the other way. Still 21-15. Here's Cody Flick for 3. On that far side, no good. Zach Green, the rebound for Sydney. Sydney down the left wing. Behind the back dribble for Green. Leaves it off for Mino. So Mino still scoreless here for Sydney, but he's doing everything he can to get everyone else involved, and that has helped so far. I think Moravia might be trying to shut down Mino and make everyone else beat him, and Wyatt McKee says bring it as he hits another jumper. He's got 10 here for Sydney. That's 23-15 with 5:25 to go second quarter. Back the other way, Moravia, quick dribble drive up and in for Jared Lyon, and we'll have a timeout called here by Sydney. 23-17, Sydney on top with 5:19 to go here in this second quarter. We'll take a quick break. I'll be right back. I'm Nate Lull here on WCDO Sports.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. 5:15 to go second quarter here live from Moravia High School on CDO. Sydney leading at Moravia. Sydney the 5 seed, Moravia the 4 seed. It's 23-17 Warriors. Here's Nick Mino, top of the keys, up to half court now. Closely guarded now by Cody Flick. So Flick keeping an eye on it. This passed inside for Sidney. Now back out for Trey Larson. As Sidney going left to right, five again on the shot clock. Here's Mino. He's looking to get the shot off. Dribble drive on the run. Mino off the glass and good. Somehow he got the shot to go, and it's 25-17. 4:40 to go, second quarter. Sidney still in the man-to-man. And here's Moravia going right to left, top of the key. Here's Jared Lyon, kicks it back out. Three ball straight away is good there for Cole Johnson, his second three of the evening. He's got 6 points. It's Sidney 25 and Moravia 20. Sidney on the road, the 5 seed. Mino with the ball. Again, now closely guarded by Cole Johnson. They just took the one possession off. And here's McKee, who's got a game-high 10 so far, trying to add to it, but Moravia takes a charge as McKee tries to take it down to the right block, but sacrificing the body there was Gabe Short for Moravia, and the Blue Devils will get the ball. 4:11 to go, second quarter. McKee looks frustrated after that call, but just a nice play there by Moravia. Gabe Short was in there in plenty of time, had the feet set. Good call. Top of the key here for Moravia. And Cole Johnson again, long three from downtown off the back rim. Both teams fighting for it. Blue Devils come away. And down in low, it's knocked away by Sidney. As Cole Johnson again tried to take it inside, and now we'll have a foul on the rebound against Moravia. Cole Johnson tried to take it to the rack, and he ran out of room on the baseline. It was knocked away by Trey Larson, and then a foul on the loose ball will be called against Moravia. Here's the team foul situation. Moravia with three, Sidney with two. 3:50 to go, second quarter. Sidney up by five, 25-20. And now Mino's pass for Alex Hoskins is a little too tall. Off his fingertips, Moravia picks it up back the other way. Here's Cody Flick. Outside again here for Cole Johnson. Very quick with the first step. Johnson steps back, finds Flick, right side, three ball. This one dies on that front rim, no good. Moravia the rebound, back up, no good. Zach Green picks up the second chance rebound. Sidney looking to run. Now to Wyatt McKee, left side, pump fakes, looks to put on the brakes, back outside for Larson, now for Mino, right side, Mino, pull-up jumper, dies on the front rim, no good, rebound for Moravia, 3:15 to go, second quarter, back the other way, quick stop and pop for Moravia from Cole Johnson, no good, ball tipped out of bounds, and possession to Sidney, 3:10 to go, second quarter, it's 25-20, Sidney holding on to this lead, Trey Larson gets it into Mino, who only has 2 points here tonight. But he's directing traffic, doing a great job here for the Warriors. To half court for Hoskins. And now to Zach Green into the right corner here for Sidney. Green with 2 points tonight. Loose into the paint. Now for Hoskins and back up top for Mino. Mino wants to set up the offense once again with 20 to go on the shot clock. 2:50 to go, second quarter. Sidney leads 25-20. Back across for Mino. Deep three, straight away. That one on the front rim, no good. Back the other way. Moravia with the rebound from Gabe Short. And ahead to the far side. Moravia. Little pump fake and a drive inside is off the mark. Jordan Cosgrove lost it. And Sidney back the other way. Here for Zach Green down the right wing. Green will pull it back out for Mino. Now inside for McKee. Pull up jumper. No good. Off the mark. And Moravia another rebound. Both teams have gone cold over the last minute here. 2:15 to go before the half. It's 25-20. Sidney on top of Moravia. And to the right, wing. Here's Moravia. With Jared Lyon, tries to pass inside. McKee diving in front of the pass, knocks it out of bounds, and it'll stay with Moravia. McKee was going for the steal. He was on the back there of Gabe Short, who was trying to post him up. Just went head first and knocked it away. Moravia gets it in. Here's Jared Lyon, dribble drive off the glass. It is good for Jared Lyon. He's got a team-high 7 points for Moravia. It's a three-point ball game, 25-22, and now a steal by the Blue Devils off the press. Back the other way for a three. This one off the mark, and Sidney the rebound. That was Cody Flick going from downtown on the left wing. It was no good. Sidney up 25-22, trying to slow it down here into the left wing corner. Here is Wyatt McKee into the paint. Back out for Zach Green. Three ball downtown. This one off the mark. No good. And another rebound by Gabe Short. Outlet pass from Moravia down the right wing. Top of the key. Looking for Jordan Cosgrove. For Cody Flick. And again to the top of the key for Cole Johnson as Moravia in the white and navy blue trim goes right to left. Cosgrove down in low. Finds Gabe Short. Up and in for Short. He's got six. And a great pass there from Jared Lyon, who got into the paint before dishing it off for a wide-open Gabe Short. It's a one-point ball game. Sidney 25, Moravia 24. We're under a minute to go before the half. Here's Mino at the top of the key. 20 seconds to go on the shot clock. Mino wants to get a good possession here for Sidney. Passes inside for Wyatt McKee. Turnaround shot for McKee. No good. Rebound there for Moravia. So those were the shots that were falling for McKee in the first quarter and haven't gone down the last two or three minutes here, but still a good look there for Sidney. 35 seconds to go, second quarter. It's 25-24. Here's Moravia, top of the key for Cole Johnson. Straightaway three off the mark. Rebound for Trey Larson. Larson ahead for Mino. 25 to go on the game clock. And Mino to half court. He'll call a timeout. Sidney wants to talk things over. 22 seconds to go, second quarter. It's Sidney 25, Moravia 24. We'll step away for 30. I'm Nate Lull here tonight on CDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sidney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sidney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
22 seconds to go before the half. It's 25-24. Moravia on top of Sidney. Sidney with the ball going left to right. They have the ball at half court. And they called the timeout so they can get one last good quality look before the halftime break. Here's Mino at half court. Down to 10 seconds to go. Sidney has to start to try to get it going here. Into the corner for Zach Green. Green trying to get it back to Mino. It's ripped away. Can Moravia get the shot off from half court? Will it go before the buzzer? This one off the mark. No good there for Jordan Crossgrove. So that's our halftime score. 25-24. Sidney on top after leading 19-13 at the end of the first quarter. Really entertaining game between the 4-seed Moravia, the 5-seed Sidney. We're live here tonight from Moravia High School, and we'll have the Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. I'm Nate Lull. Again, at the half, it's Sidney leading Moravia 25-24. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sidney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. General Manager Dave Smith and his staff invite you to stop by today or visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here, live from Moravia High School tonight, as it's the number 5 Sidney Warriors from the MAC on the road against the number 4 Moravia Blue Devils of the IAC. Second round of the Section 4 Class C Boys Sectional Tournament. Welcome into the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Of course, Marabito is delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. And boy, I know I've talked about it a few times before on the broadcast this year. This cold spell continues. Perfect time of year to call Marabito. Make sure that fuel tank is all loaded up, because looks like we might have a few more weeks of this cold weather, and it's certainly tough. So again, another good night to stay inside, listen on the radio. But I gotta say, I'm really impressed by the Sydney crowd that is here tonight. I mean, it's, you know, about an hour and a half drive. We clocked it on the way up, 76 miles from Sydney here to Moravia. It's just on the other side of Cortland. It's a long way to go, but the Sydney section here is completely packed. But we also know there's a lot of you listening back in the Tri-County areas, especially in Sydney. And thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO. Also, a big welcome to all our listeners on WCDOsports.com. That service is courtesy of SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. And we know we have several listeners from throughout the country. Want to say hello to Wilmington, North Carolina, one of our first listeners on the stream tonight that said hello to us, and we certainly appreciate all the friends and family listening in here tonight that are supporting the Sydney Warriors or the Moravia Blue Devils. We're glad to have you along. As I know, Moravia is also used to some strong radio presence here in the IAC. The ESPN Ithaca station does a lot of the IAC games. They are elsewhere tonight. I believe they're doing the Trumansburg game tonight. So we are here, and hopefully we're picking up some of those listeners as well that want to find out about Moravia. Let's quickly look at the Class C tournament bracket. Games going on here tonight. Watkins Glen is hosting Green. Watkins Glen is the number one seed. They are hosting Green tonight at 7 o'clock. Green defeated Lansing 53-48 in the first round to advance. And the winner of Watkins Glen and Green will get the winner of Sydney and Moravia. Of course, Moravia had the first round bye. Sydney defeated Harpersville 76-35 back on Wednesday night. And that brings us to Sydney and Moravia and Watkins Glen and Green. So those two winners will face off on next Wednesday night, and that game will be played at the higher seed. So as long as Watkins Glen can take care of business, they will host either Sydney or Moravia. But who knows? You never know this time of year. Green might pull off an upset. We'll have a score update for you there as soon as we can. Elmira Notre Dame is the 3 seed. Their record was 13-4. They're taking on Trumansburg tonight, that game down in Elmira. Trumansburg advanced in the first round with a 76-49 victory over Marathon. So we'll keep you updated on that score as well. The other game that was today was Unadilla Valley, the 7th seed with a record of 14-5, taking on Newfield, who was 16-1. Newfield pulled away late in the fourth quarter, winning 57-34. It was a 5-point game there at halftime, and even in the third quarter, it was only 7 or 8. But UV not able to hold the effort, and Newfield pulling away. And a special hello to any of our listeners that are driving back to the New Berlin or South New Berlin area tonight that might be picking us up here on CDO. As we feel your pain, we'll be driving back that way later tonight our own selves here to the Sydney area. So get home safe, and great season for the Storm. Of course, they beat Unitego in the first round, 73-44. Ending the long career there of Tanner Winchester. But Unadilla Valley, Matt Osborne does a great job over there, and they're a strong program. They have a very good JV program coming up as well, so the future is bright for Unadilla Valley, that's for sure. So it's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Reports, brought to you by Marabito. Call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Again, some of the Class D boys games that are going on tonight that hopefully by the end of the broadcast we'll have score updates for you. Number 1, Delhi is taking on number 8, Southern Cayuga, another team from the IAC. That game is in Delhi tonight. Get this, folks. It's 120 miles from Southern Cayuga to Delhi. Now, that used to be that they would have to meet somewhere in the middle if it was anything over 75 or 80 miles, so you know, in a case like that, they might meet somewhere like Bainbridge-Guilford and play a game on a neutral court. Not anymore. That rule is out the window, so Southern Cayuga had to travel to Delhi tonight. Number 5, Davenport, taking on number 4, Lawrence. Again, this is the Class D boys bracket, which is going on tonight. Those are two very good teams. Lawrence, of course, was the Tri-Valley champion earlier this year. South Courtright boys, the 3 seed, taking on Milford, who was the Tri-Valley runner-up. South Courtright was the champion of the Delaware League and is a very, very good team right now. One game that is final from earlier today, 7th-seeded Edmiston falls on the road to the 2-seed Stamford. Stamford wins that game 59-43. I was told Stamford just came and shot the lights out. They were up 21-7 after the first quarter. Stamford, a team that only has losses this year to South Courtright, both in the regular season and in the Delaware League Championship game. And Stamford is a state-ranked team in Class D. Very, very solid club there. So Stanford has punched their ticket to the Class D semifinals. Unlike Class C, where you still play at the higher seed, all the Class D semifinals and finals will be at SUCO next week. And, you know, if things work out that way, we might be there for CDO. We'll see, you know, how things go. We've followed Lawrence this year. We followed Milford, and it would certainly be great that we followed Delhi as well. It would be great to see some of those teams one last time here this season on CDO. If not, of course, we'll always have the score updates for you from any of these local contests. Well, we'll take one last quick break as both teams start to make their way back out onto the floor to warm up for the second half. Again, we're live here tonight from Moravia High School as Sydney leads by one at the half, 25-24. I want to say a special thank you here to Moravia for allowing us to come and do the game, setting us all up. We have a great vantage point here. It's a really nice gymnasium, just built in the late 90s, early 2000s, so a really nice facility for this sectional game. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at chirinoinsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back to Moravia High School. Start of the second half. Just want to say a quick hello to two special Unadilla Valley fans, Courtney and Blake, driving home right now from that UV Newfield game. Get home safe, guys. We appreciate you listening here on WCDO on your way home. 25-24, Sydney will have the ball to start the second half. They go right to left, and Moravia left to right. Sydney in the maroon uniforms with the white trim, says Sydney across the front of the uniform. Moravia in the home whites with the navy blue and the Carolina blue trim, says Moravia in blue lettering across the front of the chest there. Sydney again taking their time on this first possession, man-to-man, but now a steal by Moravia. Down the court to the right side, layup is in, and a foul here for Moravia to start the second half. It's Jared Lyon. He now has 9 points, and Moravia takes the lead 26-25, their first lead here of the evening. And Jared Lyon, the junior, with 9 points, looking to make it 10. And he is a very animated player as he makes the foul shot. It's in. He's got 10. Made that bucket, looked up at the crowd, and kind of gave him the, come on, let's go. And the Moravia fans certainly responding to that. So it's Moravia 27, Sydney 25. And here is Zach Green, and he'll travel. Brought it down the right side and just got some happy feet. Turnover back to Moravia. This is a big possession here for the Warriors. If Moravia gets another bucket, you can feel the momentum starting to switch. So Sydney looking for a stop as Moravia goes left to right. They have it at half court. And here is Crossgrove. He gets into the paint. Nice finger roll off the glass and in. Nobody stopped the dribble penetration. Crossgrove, his first 2 points of the night. And it's a 4-point lead for Moravia, 29-25. and to half court. Here is Wyatt McKee down on the left block as Sidney goes right to left. Back out for Mino. Mino to the far side for Zach Green. Dribble drive for Green into the paint. And again, he will travel. And Green looks over to the bench, and he is just mystified at how he traveled there. And now Green is going to come out of the contest, and Anthony Ruling is going to come in. And I think head coach Mike Brzee is just taking Zach Green out for a second to say, okay, relax, don't worry about it. You got to keep your head in this game. 6:50 to go in this third quarter. Moravia with a 29-25 lead. They've gotten the first 4 points coming out of the locker room here in the second half. Long three for Moravia. It's in for Cole Johnson, his third three of the night. He's got 9 points. It's 32-25. And to half court, here comes Anthony Ruling up off the glass. It's in for Sidney. Anthony Ruling right off the bench is able to get a finger roll layup, and it's 32-27. Sidney trying to stop the bleeding here. And here is Moravia back the other way. A jumper just off the rim. No good there for Cole Johnson. Rebound for Wyatt McKee. McKee runs the floor. Cross for Hoskins. Hoskins' shot is blocked by Moravia. Huge block there by Crossgrove. Back the other way for Moravia. Johnson a deep three. This one off the back rim, no good. And an over-the-back call here on Wyatt McKee as he was going up for the rebound there against Gabe Short. 6:07 to go, third quarter. Moravia leads 32-27. And they've come out of the locker room with a lot of energy here. This is a team that hasn't played in just about 2 weeks with the bye and everything, and also the time off from school that all these Section 4 teams had to deal with. As Moravia now going left to right. Dribble drive back out. Johnson another three. Downtown he got it. 4-3 of the night for Cole Johnson. He's got 12, and it's 35-27. Sidney reeling at the moment. Here's Wyatt McKee. He comes in, and he'll travel. 5:48 to go, and a timeout here for Sidney. Mike Brzee wants to talk things over. It's 35-27, and Moravia is fired up at the moment. We'll keep it right here to talk things over our own selves. It's 35-27. Moravia has come out of the locker room after they were trailing by one. And Cole Johnson has hit 2 3-pointers here for the Moravia Blue Devils. A senior does not want to see his senior season end here on his home floor. And Sidney needs to take a deep breath here as they trail. 35-27. They trail by 8. And the Moravia fans are into it at the moment. So Sidney, after that travel by Wyatt McKee, going to have to settle down here and play some good defense. This is a key moment. It's certainly hard sometimes in sectionals, on the road. You can feel your season starting to slip away. It can certainly get frustrating. Is somebody going to rise to the occasion here for Sidney? We'll see out of the timeout. Anthony Ruling is still into the game, along with Mino, Hoskins, Trey Larson, and Wyatt McKee. And so Moravia will have the ball, and Sidney is going to go to the press to try to create something. But a 1-2-2 press with Larson, Hoskins, and Ruling up front. And now they'll immediately back it off. But they're going to stay in the man-to-man. 5:40 to go, third quarter. Moravia on top, 35-27. Big third quarter here for the Blue Devils. They work it inside for Gabe Short off the glass and in. He just got the good position there on McKee and put it in. And now a 10-point lead for Moravia. Here's Mino for Hoskins outside the three-point line. Back for Mino. Mino directing traffic as Sidney needs a bucket to the top of the key. Here's Mino behind the back dribble. Looking to set up the offense here as, again, Moravia staying in the man-to-man as well. And they play very tight in-your-face defense. Here's Anthony Ruling from downtown. This one off the mark, no good. Off of Wyatt McKee and out of bounds. McKee again frustrated by the call. And Moravia back with the ball. So Sidney now will pull up the press. And Moravia coming back the other way, but a steal by Sidney and Hoskins. Mino gets the ball. He's into the paint. Floater is up and good for Nick Mino. He's got 4 points now. Sidney trying to claw their way back. It's 37-29. Here's Cole Johnson. Pump fake on the three. Steps in. Off the mark. No good. Rebound for Gabe Short. Short leaves one off and a travel now for Moravia as Jared Lyon shuffled his feet as he tried to get back into the paint. 4:47 to go. Third quarter. It's 37-29. 8-point lead here for Moravia. Sidney breaks the press going right to left. Down the left wing side. Here's Hoskins to the hoop. Up and in. Alex Hoskins now with 7. And Sidney mounting a little bit of a run here. It's 37-31. Moravia back the other way. And now a foul is called here on Sidney, as that's Jared Lyon. And he is not afraid to sacrifice the body and get to the hoop. And he will go to the line. Team foul situation here so far in the second half. No fouls against the home team, Moravia. Three now against Sydney, and that'll be the first foul against Anthony Ruling. So Jared Lyon to the line. He's got a team-high 10. Up and in for Lyon. He's got 11. So between Lyon and Cole Johnson, they have come out, and they're shooting the ball very well here for Moravia. And here is Lyon. Second shot is up and in. He's got 12 for Moravia. 39-31 with 4:25 to go, third quarter. Ball is at half court for Trey Larson. Tried to pass one over for Alex Hoskins. It's too tall for him off his fingertips. And out of bounds with 4:23 to go, third quarter. It's 39-31. Moravia gets the ball in as they'll go left to right. Full court pressure here. Alex Hoskins looking to cover his man tightly here. Jared Lyon at half court. Lyon will pass one off for Cole Johnson. Johnson back to Lyon. Those two do a little give and go into the right side. Top of the key for Crossgrove. Three-pointer rattles out. Rebound for Trey Larson of Sydney. Passes one off for Mino, and now back to Larson. Still a lot of focus on Mino here in the second half. Here's Hoskins, and he will travel at half court. And Sydney has just got the happy feet here in the second half, much to the delight of the Moravia faithful. 3:55 to go, third quarter. It's Moravia 39, Sydney 31. And here come the Blue Devils going left to right. Down the right side. And here is Jared Lyon. Pulls back, thought about a three. Instead to Cole Johnson. Dribble drive. Johnson to the rack. Leaves it off for Gabe Short. Actually hit the underneath of the rim. Gets his own rebound. Back up. And he's fouled with 3:35 to go in this third quarter. And he'll go to the line. Gabe Short wearing number 50 here. Nothing short about the young man. The sophomore stands 6'2". First shot is up and good for Gabe Short. He has 9 points. And it's 40-31. So Moravia hovering right around this 8-10-point lead after they built it up. Second shot coming is good for Gabe Short. He's got 10. Now a substitution. And Mino brings the ball up the floor. As Mino takes it all the way to the rack. Off the mark, no good. 41-31, but a steal right back for Sydney after Moravia got the rebound. Hoskins back out for Trey Larson, across for Mino. Mino into the corner for Ruling. Back to Mino, who is still closely guarded here by Johnson. Backdoor pass for Wyatt McKee. He goes up and he's fouled. Actually, no, they'll wave it off. A clean block there by Gabe Short. My mistake. Moravia with the ball going left to right. Three ball for Johnson off the back rim. No good. Rebound for Sydney. And here's Mino up the floor in a flash as he goes right to left. Tries a bounce pass through traffic. Intercepted here by the Blue Devils. Back the other way. Down the right wing as they go left to right. Right to the rack and a foul here by Sydney. As that's Jared Lyon. We'll go to the line with 2:57 to go here, third quarter. It's 41-31. And Lyon will go to the line. 2:57 to go, and Moravia has certainly come out with some swagger here in this third quarter. And here is Lyon to the line for two. 15 foul against Sydney. And this one is down for Jared Lyon. So Lyon now with 13 points. Second shot coming. It's 42-31. Sydney will take a timeout. It also looks like they will check in here with Trevor Dutton into the game. We'll take a quick break. It's 2:57 to go, third quarter. Moravia on top of Sydney, 42-31. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. 2:57 to go, third quarter. Moravia on top, 42-31. We're live here tonight on CDO from Moravia High School. Second shot coming here from Jared Lyon. This one gets the shooter's roll, and in he has 14. And Trevor Dutton into the game now for the Sydney Warriors. Dutton just a sophomore. And Sydney with the ball. 2:50 to go here in this third quarter. And to the right side, here is Dutton, as he's getting baptized into this tight man-to-man pressure. that Sidney's having to deal with. Dutton gets the ball, goes in, jumper is off the mark, no good. Hoskins a rebound, he gets tied up, and possession arrow will give it back to Moravia with 2:38 to go here in the third quarter. It's 43-31. Moravia with the ball as they go left to right, and Cole Johnson will work it up the floor, the 5'9 senior at half court now. And here is Johnson, who has 12 points on three-pointers alone. He's got four of them. Johnson, closely guarded by Dutton. Dutton trying to trap now. Gabe short. Moravia's able to work it over to the far side. Deep shot is off the mark. Mino with the rebound. Nick Mino with 4 points here for Sidney. They've done a nice job defensively on him. Mino has done a number of other things to open up the Sidney offense, but the third quarter has just not gone the way of the Warriors. 2 minutes to go in the third. It's Moravia 43, Sidney 31. Here's Mino to the far side for Trey Larson. Larson back for Mino, off his fingertips, out of bounds, and this is just not the way that Sidney is used to playing. Much of their flow is taken out of the game currently. 1:50 to go here, third quarter. It's 43-31, Moravia on top, and to half court it goes. And into the left corner here for the Blue Devils, and back up top here for Crossgrove. Passes here to the left side, dribble drive here for Moravia. Circus shot for Tyler Rayner off the glass and in. A little up and under. He somehow got it to go, and it's 45-31. And here is Nick Mino. Passes off for Trey Larson. Ahead now for Hoskins, and his pass is picked off by Moravia. Back the other way for Cole Johnson. Johnson cross the court. And again, here's Rayner to the bucket, and he's fouled as he goes up. He'll go to the line. 1:18 to go here in the third, and it's 45-31. Moravia on top. Stepping to the line is the 5'10 senior Tyler Rayner here for the Moravia Blue Devils. Rayner to the line. First shot coming is off the front rim. No good. Here's the team foul situation so far, third quarter. 6 against the guests from Sidney and none against Moravia so far. But Sidney has had a hard time getting to the rack to draw any fouls as well. Second shot coming here for Rayner. Is off the mark. No good. Rebound for Wyatt McKee. And he leaves it off here for Nick Mino. Mino up the floor. Two guys coming at him. He quickly gets it off to Larson, and ahead now for Hoskins. Hoskins back across for Mino. Mino on the right side. Looking over to the bench, getting some instructions. Passes down low, back door for Hoskins. He's knocked away. Hoskins steals it right back, but his foot was on the end line. And possession back to Moravia. You can see the Warriors frustrated at the moment. With 57 seconds to go here, third quarter, it's 45-31. And Moravia having a very good third quarter. Moravia at half court, and Dutton with the steal for Sidney. Dutton with the finger roll, he's fouled, and will go to the line. So Trevor Dutton with a steal at half court, goes in for the layup, he's fouled, and will go to the line. Dutton, the 6-foot-tall sophomore, will step to the line here. Interesting move here by Mike Brzee. Trevor Dutton, a guy that doesn't get in all the time off the bench, has done a nice job stepping in. First foul shot is off the mark, and no good here for Dutton. Zach Green is going to step back in here for Hoskins of Sidney. Second shot coming for Trevor Dutton. 47 seconds to go, third quarter. Shot is up and in there for Trevor Dutton. His first point of the evening. It's 45-32. So Moravia with the ball as they go left to right. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's Crossgrove. Across to the left side. Three ball for Moravia. Up and in for Joey Pepe. Pepe's first basket of the night. It's 48-32. And here is Sidney at the top of the key for Nick Mino. Now back up towards the scorer's table. Back for Trey Larson. Across for Zach Green. And now for Larson. 15 to go on the game clock here in the third quarter. Here's Mino outside the three-point line looking for a pick. Gets it to the top of the key. And now we'll have a foul against Moravia there with 8.5 seconds to go. Mino doing everything he can against this pressure, but really as soon as he gets to half court, he has one guy in his face and another guy that's not too far away shadowing. In the first half it worked well because Sidney was getting some shots off and other guys were helping to create. Now this the Moravia defense has gone to lockdown. Sidney gets the ball in. Moravia playing tight D. And Mino throws the shot up there at the buzzer, but it's off the mark, and that'll do it for the third quarter. Moravia in control, 48-32. huge third quarter there for Moravia. We'll step away. Fourth quarter coming up. I'm Nate Lowell, and you're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, Service and Rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here on WCDO as we start off this third quarter. It was a 24-7 third quarter there for Moravia, and they now lead 48-32. Here's Wyatt McKee for Sydney, first possession of the fourth quarter. His shot is off the mark, no good, and a rebound for the Blue Devils. So Sydney has 8 minutes to try to get back into this ball game here, folks. 7:35 to go, fourth quarter, and now this will be a foul on the floor against Sydney off the dribble drive there for Moravia. 48-32 the score after a 24-7 run in the third quarter for Moravia. They just came out of the locker room, got the first couple of buckets after trailing by one at the half, and Sydney trying to recover since then. First foul shot is off the mark and no good for Crossgrove. And Sydney now on their first possession of the second half. Mino is fouled at half court, closely guarded there by the junior Joey Pepe. Ball out of bounds. And here's the foul situation, folks. 17 fouls against Sydney and 3 against Moravia here in the second half. So Trey Larson at half court will get the ball into Mino, who again has just been hounded all night. First by Cole Johnson, now by Joey Pepe. And now Sydney with a three ball for Trey Larson. Top of the key, off the mark, no good. Rebound for Moravia. And it's one shot and done for most of the second half here for Sydney. And here's Crossgrove. He gets into the paint, and he will travel. Moravia wanted a foul, and instead they will call the travel against Crossgrove and back the other way for the Sydney Warriors. 7:14 to go, fourth quarter. Thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. It's 48-32. Moravia on top of Sydney. Sydney the 5 seed, Moravia the 4 seed. As we come to you live here tonight from Moravia High School, just west of Cortland. Back across for Trevor Dutton from Mino. Inside, Dutton's shot is blocked. And Moravia back the other way, going left to right. They're in the home white uniforms here tonight with the navy blue and the Carolina blue trim. Three ball for Pepe, off the mark, no good. Open rebound, and now a foul against Wyatt McKee. As Griffin Amos brought down the ball, McKee tried to slide over at the last minute to block the shot. Amos is fouled. He'll go to the line with 6:48 to go here in the fourth quarter. Sydney, a little more energy to start this fourth quarter. Very good to see, but Moravia just seems to have all the answers at the moment. No answer here as Griffin and Amos rattles one out. And it pops out, and second shot coming here for Griffin Amos, the 6'4 senior. Coming off the bench here tonight. Second shot is off the mark, no good. 6:48 to go in the fourth, and Griffin Amos down on the floor here after the foul shot. Not exactly sure what happened. Amos is down on the floor. I wonder if he just twisted an ankle there as he was preparing to get boxed out. And it looks like he'll go right back to the line as they're going to call a foul on that. Sydney player was going to box him out. It looked like Amos just maybe rolled an ankle and then fell to the floor, but he's quickly right back up. Good to see. And he'll go to the line. Shot coming is in and good for Griffin Amos. So Amos now with 3 points. And I'll tell you what happened there. They called the lane violation. Amos still turned the ankle, but they called the lane violation on Sydney. So Amos got another shot, and he puts it home. It's 49-32 now. Moravia on top of Sydney. And now here come the Sydney Warriors in the maroon road uniforms as they go right to left. Here's Mino, top of the key. Mino and against this man-to-man, tries to pass it down low, and it's tipped away, and here come the Blue Devils. They've had all the answers here in the second half. Here's Pepe for three, left side, it's good. Joey Pepe from downtown, his second three-pointer. He's got 6 points, and it's 52-32, Moravia. Into the corner, shot for Trevor Dutton is off the mark, no good. Moravia will pull down the loose change and back the other way, going left to right. Here's Pepe again. Down to the left block here for Short. Turnaround jumper off the mark, no good. Wyatt McKee cleans up the glass there and will bring it up the floor for Sydney as they go right to left. And here is Trey Larson at half court. Larson for Trevor Dutton. Dutton and back up here to Nick Mino. Mino calling out the signals. And now for Dutton. For Trey Larson in the corner. He'll try a three for Sydney left side on the baseline. No good. Knocked out of bounds. Possession back to Moravia. 5:45 to go, fourth quarter. It's 52-32. So Sydney was ahead 25-24 at the half, but this second half has belonged here to Moravia. This has certainly been a tough one here for Sydney in the second half. And here is Moravia going left to right. Here's Jordan Lyon back out for Johnson for three. He got it. Cole Johnson from downtown. He's got 15 all on three-pointers. He's got five here tonight. 5:25 to go, fourth quarter. Now a steal by Moravia. Up and off the glass and in for Crossgrove. He puts it home. He's got 4 points, and it's 57-32. Here's Nick Mino in the backcourt. And Sydney just trying to find a way here in the second half. And to the far side for Dutton. Dutton steps in. Cross for McKee. Turnaround shot up and off the glass for Wyatt McKee. It won't go down. And that's been the second half right there for Sydney. McKee did everything right. It just wouldn't go down. Here's Moravia going left to right. And here is Lyon. Gets it down low for Short. His shot is blocked away by McKee. Another rebound for Moravia. They go up and a foul here with 4:49 to go, fourth quarter, as Jared Lyon got the rebound. And him and McKee were going one-on-one as Lyon went up for the rebound and he's fouled. 4:49 to go, fourth quarter. Boy, Moravia just brings a lot of energy here in the second half. Guys like Johnson as well as Lyon really getting the crowd fired up here for Moravia. 4:40 to go, fourth quarter. It's 57-32. Here's Mino to the far side for Dutton as Sydney goes right to left here in the maroon uniforms. Back out for Mino. Mino pulls up for three. This one off the front rim, no good. And a rebound here for Moravia. They'll look to run in transition left to right. Outside the three-point line for Pepe. Downtown, no good. Rebound for Wyatt McKee, and we'll have a foul there on Cole Johnson of Moravia with 4:20 to go here, fourth quarter. It's 57-32. Ball back to Sydney. Here's the team foul situation. 8 for Sydney and 5 for Moravia. Now Trey Larson will get checked out of the game, and Alex Hoskins will come back in. Boy, what a great run this year it's been for Sydney, winning the MAC championship over Delhi on the 14th of February, and just such a fun run it's been. Had a real great time covering these seniors. It's 57-32 here, Moravia, the 4 seed on top of Sydney, the 5 seed. Winner will go on to the semifinals as Anthony Ruling from downtown for Sydney puts it home in the left corner on the baseline. Ruling, the senior, with 5 points. Moravia back the other way. Joey Pepe for three. He got it. Pepe now has 9 points on 3 three-pointers. And now a steal at half court, but a foul as Mino tried to bring it in. Mino just got to half court, and he got swarmed there by two Moravia players. And the Zebra crew making the correct call there as they tried to go to pick his pocket, but it was a pretty physical play. 3:54 to go, fourth quarter. They get the ball into Mino, who has done an excellent job of running through the offense tonight. It just hasn't been there in the second half for Sydney. Just have those nights sometimes where it doesn't work out. Here's Mino to the top of the key. Dribble drive. He goes up for the shot. This one off the mark, no good. McKee with the rebound. Ball loose on the floor, and somehow Johnson comes out of the scrum with Moravia for the ball. Left side for Jordan Lyon, and across, back out for Pepe for three again. This one off the rim, no good, and McKee again with the rebound for Sydney. It's Moravia 60, Sydney 35, with 3:20 to go, fourth quarter. And here's Sydney to the top of the key for Ruling. Back inside for McKee, down low, left block, as Sydney goes right to left. He puts it in, and he's fouled. Wyatt McKee now with 12 points, and he'll go to the line. So 60-37 the score. Wyatt McKee looking to complete the three-point play with 3:15 to go, fourth quarter. We know the future for Wyatt McKee includes joining the Marine Corps. We wish him the best in the future, whenever his basketball season may end. Wyatt McKee puts that in. He's got 13 points at the team high for Sydney tonight. And now it looks like we'll have a timeout on the floor. Looks like the Zebra crew is going to go over and talk to the scores table real quick. It's a quick problem here with the possession error, looks like, on the lights, and they're going to get this quickly situated. With 3:03 to go, fourth quarter, Moravia leads 60-38, and now Sydney would like to take a timeout to talk things over as well. So 60-38, the Blue Devils on top of the Warriors with 3 minutes to go, fourth quarter. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lowell, and you're listening to Live Boys Hoops Action tonight on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
3 minutes to go here, fourth quarter, live tonight on WCDO from Moravia High School. Boys Class C second round action here in Section 4. And it's Moravia, the 4 seed, on top of the 5 seed, Sydney, 60-38. It was a 1-point game at the half, but it's been all Moravia here second half. Steal now by Sydney. Wyatt McKee all the way to the 10, and it's knocked away. Ball loose on the floor. Moravia back the other way with a 2-on-1. Right side and up off the glass for Lyon. No good. Rebound is blocked away by Hoskins with a foul. Nice 2-on-1, and Jared Lyon got off a beautiful-looking layup, but it wouldn't go down. And now it's Moravia going to the line here with Cody Flick, who pulled down the rebound there from Jared Lyon. Couldn't get it to go, though, but he'll step to the charity stripe. First shot is up and good there for Cody Flick, who now has 4 points. 61-38 the score with 2:38 to go, fourth quarter. Second shot coming here for Flick. And Flick puts it home. The 6'2 senior now with 5 points. It's 62-38, and Nick Mina with the ball brings it down the floor to set up this Sydney offense. And over to the far side now, knocked away by Moravia from Anthony Ruling. And now a 3-ball there for Jared Lyon. He's fouled as he just stopped in transition. I don't think Sydney was prepared for him to stop. Looked like he was going to go to the rack. Instead, he's fouled and will go to the line, and he will shoot three. With 2:22 to go, fourth quarter, it's 62-38. As we start to wrap up this game, we'll try to get you some out-of-town scores as well. We know that Unadilla Valley fell to Newfield in Boys Class C earlier today. First shot is up and off the mark there for Jared Lyon. 57-34, Newfield defeating Unadilla Valley earlier today. So Newfield will move on to the semifinals. They are the 2 seed. And second shot is off the mark and no good here for Jared Lyon. Newfield defeated Moravia 43-42. In the IAC Small School Championship just 2 weeks ago. So those are two very evenly matched teams, and it looks like the semifinals could continue to be all large school and small school IAC teams. It's a league that is broken up into two divisions that way. And so Jared Lyon hits his third shot. So Lyon now with 15 points. So you have Cole Johnson with 15, Jared Lyon with 15, Gabe Short with 10. So three guys in double figures here for Moravia in a huge second half. As head coach Todd Mulvaney taking out some of his starters here. With 2:22 to go, fourth quarter, Moravia ahead 63-38. And this is the moment when you start to realize that for Sydney, the season starting to come to a close as all seniors out on the floor right now here for the Sydney Warriors and head coach Mike Brzee. Nick Mino has gone to the bench, as well as Wyatt McKee. They certainly look frustrated over there, but they've had such a great body of work this season. 2 minutes to go, fourth quarter, and now Moravia with a jump ball as they try to get the ball inside to Gabe Short. And Short will head off to the bench here as Moravia now has gone to the bench, as well as Sydney, to bring in some of these extra players, much to the delight of the Moravia faithful. And a packed house here tonight at Moravia. It's been a fun atmosphere for sectional basketball. 2 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Moravia going left to right. They're in the home white uniforms. Top of the key now for Griffin Amos. We'll leave one off into the far side. Here's Amos. Straight away, three is good for Griffin Amos. And he now has 6 points. And it's just been the way the second half has been for Moravia. If they could get off a shot, it seemed like it was going to go in the second half. 1:35 to go, fourth quarter. It's 66-38. And here is Kyle Smith for Sydney to the far side for Brandon Bissett. Dribble drive, passes down low again for Kyle Smith. Smith tries to pass one into the paint. It's knocked away. 1:20 to go, fourth quarter. And now we'll have a whistle and a timeout taken by Moravia. Just wanted a chance to get some of these extra players in. I will say it's sad to see these seniors go from Sydney. Such a great group of classy student athletes. Sydney with a lot of success this year. They've had a lot of success in the MAC over the last couple of years as Moravia gets the ball in here. But let me tell you, folks, a great JV team coming up if you got to see them play this year for Sydney. The future is bright for Mike Brzee and the Warriors, so make sure you stay tuned over the next couple of years. We're going to have a lot of good playoff, regular season, and sectional basketball for the Warriors. As Moravia now trying to work it down to the left block, it's kicked out of bounds. And we'll stay with Moravia with 1 minute to go here, fourth quarter. It's 66-38. Again, thanks for joining us tonight, especially on the stream, WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Anytime you might want to go back and listen to any of these ball games, you can, courtesy of SFCU. Just click on the audio archive on our webpage, WCDOsports.com. We archive all the games from the first game of the season all the way up to whenever the last game we do is this year. And Sydney now with the ball, 55 seconds to go after it was knocked out of bounds. Here is Kyle Smith down the right wing as Sydney goes right to left for Trey Larson. All seniors on the floor at the moment for Sydney. Down low for Brandon Bissett. Passes one off for Riley Howland, and he is fouled and will go to the line for Sydney with 45 seconds to go in the contest. 66-38 the score. What was a one-point ball game at halftime just did not work out in the second half. Very similar to what Unadilla Valley went through today against Newfield. Here's Riley Howland to the line. Puts in his first shot. Newfield was ahead 27-22 at the half against UV, and from what I understand, UV just ran out of steam in the second half. Riley Howland puts in the second foul shot here for Sydney. Nice job for Riley Howland. 66-40 the score, 40 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Dribble drive here for Moravia to the far side, a long three. This one off the mark, no good. Trey Larson the rebound here. He's off to the races for Sydney. Puts on the brakes and back up top. Sydney will set up the offense one last time here with Kyle McMillan to the far side for Kyle Smith. Steps in for three. That's off the mark, no good. And Moravia the rebound, 15 seconds to go. Moravia will advance to the Class D semifinals. They'll await the winner of Watkins Glen and Green. And the Blue Devils on their home floor with a nice victory here tonight. The final score will be 66-40. Our postgame show is coming up. Make sure to stay tuned for that. As number 5 Sydney falls on the road here tonight to number 4 Moravia, 66-40. Postgame show coming up. I'm Nate Lull. You've been listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Law with you here one last time from Moravia High School as it's number 4 Moravia taking down number 5 Sydney tonight 66-40. So we know that Newfield and Moravia have punched their tickets to the boys Section 4 Class C semifinals. We'll have to see if we can find out the final scores between Watkins Glen, the 1 seed in Green, the 8 seed, also the 3 seed Elmira Notre Dame, and the 6 seed Trumansburg were the other semifinal games here tonight. Let's quickly run you through tonight's scoring summary. First for Moravia, who just had a huge second half here tonight. Cole Johnson finishes with 15, Joey Pepe with 9, Tyler Rayner with 2, Griffin Amos with 6, Jordan Crossgrove with 4, Jared Lyon with a team-high 15, along with Cole Johnson with 15, Cody Flick with 5, Gabe Short with 10 for a final of 66. For Sydney on the other side, Nick Mino with 4, Anthony Ruling with 5, Trevor Dutton with 1, Alex Hoskins with 7, Wyatt McKee with 13, Zach Green with 2, Riley Howland with 2, and Trey Larson with 6. Before we do our awards, again, I just wanted to say a special thanks to the seniors here for the Sydney Warriors. They such a classy group of guys, a lot of fun to cover this year. Got to know them pretty well. Just a great group, and they'll have a lot of success in life going forward. So, again, congratulations to them on a great season, winning the MAC, never an easy thing to do. 12-game win streak snapped here tonight. Again, that's another thing that's not easy to do. And towards the end of the year, just playing some great basketball. And we saw it here tonight in the first half. They were playing their game, and really they had the game right where they wanted it. But Moravia, just one of those teams, you can see that they have a lot of weapons, shot the ball very well. And again, we said it last night with BG, this is very eerily similar to last night, where the team that had played during the week, Unitigo, and again in this case Sydney, came out and had a little more pep in the first half and a little more fire. They were hitting the shots. And then the team that was the top seed and could get the rust out and everything came back in the second half. Last night for BG, and again here tonight for Moravia, they just started to hit some of those shots, and there just wasn't much Sydney could do about it here tonight. I think Sydney would have had to play a near-perfect game in the second half as well to escape here with a victory. Moravia, a very good team. If they do advance to play Watkins Glen, if they defeated Green tonight, I know from what I've heard around Section 4, Watkins Glen is a very, very good team. So Moravia could have their hands full going forward. Let's do our three awards here tonight, brought to you by NBT Bank, NBT Mang Insurance, and also by Echo Brands of Sydney. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports and activities for more than 150 years. NBT Bank has served their area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give this award to Wyatt McKee tonight for Sydney. Team high 13 points for the Sydney Warriors. Just did a great job, tremendous in the first half, especially the first quarter, where he was able to get inside and really use his size advantage. Next, we'll do our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. NBT Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. Tonight, we'll give this award to Alex Hoskins of Sydney. 7 points on the night, but I thought he did a very nice job in the first half. He was on top in the zone and really had to deal with some of those three-point shooters, and they did not have a good time for Moravia shooting in the first half. It was really the second half where they started to pull away. So Alex Hoskins, our Dynamic Defense Award tonight. Finally, our Echo Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award. Echo Brands is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area ACCO wishes the best to all players this season, reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. We'll give this award to Nick Mino tonight of Sydney. Just thought he did a nice job. Yes, he only had 4 points tonight. That's well below his average, but he was hounded tonight by the Moravia defense. Wherever Nick Mino went tonight, somebody from Moravia was going with him at all costs, and I thought he did a very nice job in the first half and in the second half of directing traffic, telling people where they needed to be. Sydney was very patient against the man-to-man and finding the shot that they needed, whether it was with inside with Trey Larson or Wyatt McKee. It just wasn't one of those nights where Nick Mino was going to get the shots. And what I mean by that is I think Moravia wanted to play defense and say, okay, we're going to take Nick Mino out of the game. Let's make the other Sydney players beat us. Let's make Zach Green and Hoskins and Larson and McKee beat us. And in the first half, they did. The second half, Sydney running out of steam a little bit and Moravia continuing to shoot the ball very well. Again, a special thank you to Moravia High School for setting us up here. We're not here all the time because this is the IAC. We're from the MAC, so it was great to be out here today. And a special thank you to Joe Gardner back in the WCDO studios. Make sure to check back to WCDOsports.com and listen in this week. We'll let you know what games we're going to do. We'll definitely be doing the Tuesday night game as number one BG Girls will be hosting number four Newfield in the Section 4 Class C semifinals on the girls' side. But if we have some funny weather this week, a lot of long-distance travel for these teams, so we'll have to see if anything gets canceled or postponed. We'll also let you know if we're going to do a Class D boys game next week, depending on who won in those contests. I do know that South Courtright defeated Milford, and that was an epic game that I was expecting here. The South Courtright, the 3-seed, Milford, the 6-seed, in boys Class D. So we do know that Stamford and South Courtright have gotten into the Class D semifinals. Those games will be held on Wednesday night at Suco. So we'll keep you updated on all of that. Going to be a fun week going forward still for more hoops. Again, a thank you to Joe Gardner back in the CDO studios. I'm Nate Lull. Again, the final one last time. Moravia defeats Sydney boys 66-40 tonight. I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night from WCDO Sports.